good Thursday morning, everyone. This 16th day of December and 7:41 in the morning, a very mild 53 degrees. We know that the story we told you about earlier this week, Cleveland Clinic announcing it is nearing hospital bed capacity, made that announcement. We thought it might be a good idea for us to talk about what's happening there and locally. And so we have on our WHBC Newsline this morning the president and CEO of Cleveland Clinic Mercy, Dr. Timothy Crone. Good morning, Dr. Crone. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have a chance to speak with you. And so give me a little bit of an overview of what's occurring right now.
So, Pam, what we're seeing right now is the highest volume of hospitalizations of this pandemic in our region of the state to date in our health system. And we all remember the surge that we went through around this time last year. And at this point, we have surpassed those numbers in terms of hospitalizations, ICU admissions, and cases in our health system. I know it's been a long year and a half. People are exhausted. And in some cases, it may sound like old news and a little bit tired of hearing about it, but coming into the holiday season here, we're just doing a little outreach to highlight the fact that we are still very much in the middle of a global pandemic. And as it stands right now, it is the Midwestern states that are really driving that volume. So here at the Cleveland Clinic and across our enterprise, we have more than 800 patients hospitalized with COVID right now. The Canton hospitals collectively have more than 200 patients admitted with COVID. And I'll share a statistic with you. In Stark County, one of 10 hospitalizations for this pandemic have happened in the last 30 days, and that continues to climb.
That's an amazing number. And what do you attribute it to? I mean, is there anything specific that you're seeing?
Well, I think there's a number of factors that go into these surges, but it's hard to ignore the difference in the hospitalization rate of vaccinated versus unvaccinated folks in the community. And typically, geographic areas of the country with lower vaccination rates are disproportionately affected by these surges when they come around. And in our hospitals, more than 80% of the admissions that we're seeing are unvaccinated folks from the community. And in the intensive care units, that number is even higher. I think we've also, you know, we remember last year a lot of missed family gatherings and a lot more discipline around social distancing and masking. It's hard to see much of that out there in the community right now, but those really are the simple things that we can do collectively as a community to keep our health systems available.
And the caregivers, the folks who work for you, I mean, they've been doing this for a long time now. It has to be very trying for them.
It is, Pam. People are tired. People are exhausted. It's been a long year and a half. And which is why, you know, we're looking for the opportunity to reach out and ask for help from the community that, you know, to do the things that we can do, masking, distancing, vaccines. These are things that we know work, that we know bring the numbers down, which is why we're asking for some more support in that way from the community, because we're tired. It's overwhelming. People have been at this a long time.
Are we seeing any changes in, visitation, elective surgeries, things like that? Do you have that changed?
Yeah. So most Cleveland Clinic hospitals have paused non-urgent or emergent surgeries for the time being. We are still, of course, open and available for anything that truly needs to be dealt with over the short haul. But we have taken a bit of a pause on elective procedures. We look at that on an almost day by day basis. But it was a step that we had to take to create capacity to manage the overwhelming number of COVID patients that are in our hospitals.
And when folks come to the hospital, you know, there are things they have to do, right? I mean, you have to wear a mask and all of those kinds of things, correct?
It is. That's correct. You do have to wear a mask if you're here in the hospital. If you're visiting a family member or a loved one who does have COVID, we ask you to wear personal protective equipment, which is a gown and gloves, in addition to your mask. So, there are some things that we need to do to prevent the spread of COVID in our hospitals.
And so I would imagine that the vaccination along with the booster is also something that's really important, too.
It does appear to make a big difference. Yeah, the booster is quite effective at sustaining that lower hospitalization rate. And we are encouraging everyone to get vaccinated. And if you've been vaccinated for more than 6 months and you're an adult, we're encouraging you to get the booster shot.
All right. Anything that I missed while I have you here this morning?
No, I don't think so. The other message that we want to make sure that we get out there is the reason that we ask for this kind of help from the community is so that we can manage the COVID volumes, because the other thing we don't want is we don't want people to stay away from the hospitals when they need care. We had a lot of experience last year with folks who were hesitant to come and have acute issues managed, and that led to considerably sicker patients coming to the hospital, things that could have been managed earlier on that were ignored or let go, in some cases out of apprehension or fear around coming to the hospital, and a disproportionate amount of mortality there beyond what was attributable to the pandemic. So the twofold message I would have is please do the things that you can do, masking, distancing, vaccines, booster shots, and the like, to help protect the health system. But if you do have an acute health care need, don't wait. Don't stay away from the hospital. That didn't go well last year.
And you just made me think of something else, too. What about the emergency rooms? I know, you know, that's another place people go, and there's a lot of people there maybe who could have gone somewhere else, you know, not necessarily need to come to the emergency room. And then there can be a terribly long wait at emergency rooms.
That's true. Most of our emergency departments and most emergency departments across the state are experiencing exceedingly unusual wait times. And again, that doesn't change the message. If you're having an emergency, if you're having chest pain or stroke symptoms or trouble breathing, that is the right place to go and get care. If you're not sure if what you're experiencing is an emergency, maybe a call to your family practice physician's office first to talk through what the right or most appropriate place is to get care. But again, I can't emphasize enough that despite the wait times, and we would ask for, you know, your patience and understanding as we're trying to support the community through a pretty overwhelming COVID surge at this point. At the same time, we say don't delay care.
All right. Dr. Timothy Crone, President and CEO of Cleveland Clinic Mercy, we appreciate you coming on this morning, and we'll stay in touch. Thank you.
All right. Thanks much, Pam.